60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke.
What?
Oh.
Whoa.
We don't have a doorbell, do we?
Yeah, it looks like we might have a guest here today.
What? A guest?
Answer the door, Jeff.
What? Jose, could you answer the door? Who's here? Who's at the studio? Hello?
Oh, there's a note.
Oh, it's producer Boyd with a note?
Yeah, producer.
What's going on?
Just handed me a note. I'll open it, I guess.
So kind of him to ring the doorbell.
I didn't know we had a doorbell.
What does it say?
Oh, my God. It says we're late.
Oh, my God. We're late. To do WCII, which clip is it? We are never answering the studio door ever again.
No. You guys are so creative.
You know how this works. We have two viral sound bites from the internet, only enough time to play one of them. So let's get to your choices. The first option is a 26-second clip of a 3-year-old girl who's high-key upset about a Google assistant not knowing her name.
Oh, that girl's
her
been
again?
She's been trying to weasel her way in here for a couple weeks.
Or, some of you may remember, the parrot who sung his way into our hearts. He was put on hold for 9 months as my co-hosts callously turned their backs on him. But when he finally got the chance to sing, the world was rewarded.
I did love it. I loved it. Wait, is he singing again?
He's back with a brand new 30-second sample of a Rolling Stones classic. Our friend, our family member, Crackers the Parrot, sings Start Me Up. So hurry. Is it Bothered Baby or Brilliant Bird, Alexis?
I'm going to go Brilliant Bird, guys.
Yeah.
That's one for Crackers.
Like our mascot.
Brooke?
No, but it's
him
like
and the turtle.
The tradition is to put him on hold.
You know, that's true.
I'm going to go Toddler.
What?
No!
Jose, it comes down to you.
I don't want it to come down to me.
Come on, Jose.
Oh, I love kids. I got to go Toddler. Brilliant Baby, I think.
Crackers stiffed again.
Man.
Let's hear the sound of a 3-year-old girl who's upset about Google Assistant not knowing her name.
What happened?
Google doesn't know.
Google doesn't know you?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know your voice. That's why. Tell Google what?
My name. He doesn't know my name.
So is she not listening to you? Okay, let's go tell Google. Come.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Google.
Hey, Google. Hey, Google, say hi to me.
Hey, Google. Say hi to Jordan.
Hi, Jordan.
She knows you.
Oh, he knows me.
A waste of a clip. Which clip is it? I'm Jeffrey Dirty Bird DeBow.
Okay.
Now let's get into the shot caller question of the day.
Okay.
We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us which one you'd like to hear. I'm drawing a name out because I had the shot caller last, and I got Brooke, the Devil Wears Nada.
No, that is right, my friends.
All right. Brooke's going to put on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
The Olympics are in full swing, and you're either someone who doesn't care at all, or you're someone who watches every single event no matter the time of day.
That's kind of me. I have it on all the time.
Nothing like a little handball at 4 a.m., right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, a new survey asked people for the top events that they are most excited to watch, and I need you to name the top 4 in no particular order.
Oh, man.
Number one seems super easy.
Yeah, me too.
You think number one is definitely Simone Biles, gymnastics.
1, 2, 3, soccer.
Swimming.
What? Good, good. I like this.
I was saying gymnastics.
I like his soccer.
You guys, when
answer.
You talk about the stars of the Summer Olympics,
but that's not, that's just for America.
Yeah.
You gotta think of all the countries that have big,
that's
big,
a good
big
point.
Stars.
Yeah,
every country loves soccer. I mean, except for the U.S., but
I'll get behind that. I'll get behind that.
But I do agree with you, Brooke. I think gymnastics is one that the entire world looks forward to.
Well, it's just such a showy sport, right?
It is.
It's just so fun to watch, even if you don't know anything about gymnastics, right?
Well, even like the Russian gymnasts and all these like other countries, it's very impressive.
And every time someone does something, I'm like, how did they do that?
I'm so jealous.
I can barely reach around and grab something from
both the men and the women.
I'm more of a women's gymnastics fan, but I can see what you're saying.
I like to see a guy up on that pommel horse.
Yes, you do.
But I will say, when you talk about stars of the Olympics, the swimmers, the male swimmers especially, are always top. Although I haven't been following as much lately.
Yep. Swimming is just such an exciting sport to watch.
And it's easy to watch. Like, you know, okay, this guy's ahead of this guy.
Are
They're
we
winning.
Discrediting Alexis's
Thank you.
Sport?
Am I biased that I think track is one of the most exciting ones?
They really are. I love watching
track and
when
field.
They jump over the little...
The hurdles?
The hurdles, that's what it's
You watch
called.
It so much, you know when they jump over.
I love to jump over the thing, bro.
Oh, man. Okay, so I'm not going back. I'm going soccer and gymnastics. I just need to figure out the other two.
I will say the world always seems to follow the basketball portion.
Oh,
but
I forget about basketball.
Yeah.
I feel like the basketball is always so boring because the USA is always winning every single year.
Yeah, but that's what
year.
He's saying. This year is different. I don't know.
God. I feel like the rest of the world looks for them to lose. Like, they watch to be like, come on, burst these guys' bubble finally, you know?
Mm. I don't think they care.
Yeah, I know, but it's a lot more exciting to watch a basketball game than it is, in my opinion, to watch swimming. Like, I think that the swimming is amazing, but it's just the same thing over and over again.
I really think back and forth.
I think diving is more exciting.
You never mentioned beach volleyball.
Oh my gosh, I forget about all the other sports.
And there's all the controversy this year over the tiny little skimpy bottoms that the girls have to wear.
I know.
Totally.
Okay.
Wear what you want, ladies.
Okay, so here we go. Soccer, gymnastics, track and field, volleyball.
According to a survey of Olympic viewers, these are the events that people are most excited to watch on average. You said gymnastics. Gymnastics is number two on the list.
Okay.
Both team and individual gymnastics are very popular with viewers, and gymnastics bloopers are the best thing you can find on the internet. You said beach volleyball. That was number four on the list. 20% of people say this is in their top five events that they would watch. You said soccer. Soccer is not in the top 10.
No way.
Number one on the list was swimming. 43% say swimming is in their top five. And number three on the list was diving.
Oh, I did say diving.
I would not have guessed diving. Wow. I love it, but I just
I can't believe
weird.
Soccer's not up there. I guess because the World Cup is actually important.
The
and maybe
World
the Olympics
is
isn't
than,
as
yeah.
Track and field came
important.
In at number eight.
Okay.
At least it made it somewhere on there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I didn't get it right, so somebody wanted to hear the song Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins.
Rev it up your engine, listen to her howl and roar. Metal under tension, begging you to touch and go.
Oh, let's get
it. Highway to the danger zone.
Yikes.
Give you a bronze medal for that performance, Brooke.
That roar was pretty good.
That part was good. That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.